If you call 911, how long would you expect for someone to pick up the phone?
Hopefully immediately. Like a few dials. Like what, two?
Several seconds.
The national goal for emergency call times is to answer 95% of calls within 15 seconds. But the reality in Boone County is a little different than you might expect. 85% of calls are answered within 15 seconds, but it can sometimes take more than a minute for someone to answer. And there have been times when it takes up to five.
Calling 911 is more complicated than simply making a call to your friend.
That's Boone County's presiding commissioner, Dan Atwell. He's calling for change in the 911 dispatch center, also known as Joint Communications. The Joint Communications Center in downtown Columbia handles calls from 13 user agencies, like fire and police. With the increase of cell phones, everyone has become a walking 911 call.
It's a good thing in some ways, but it's a bad thing in other ways because an incident can overwhelm us very quickly with one call taker.
That's Joe Piper, the acting operations manager of Joint Communications, where all the county 911 calls go. He has been asking for change for several years now, and people like Commissioner Atwell and the Boone County Sheriff are answering that call. They are asking voters to approve a sales tax in April. It would support a new facility, personnel, technology, and training.
I mean, I know there's a need. There's legitimately a need. If you spend time and you sit down and you visit, you will see clearly, you know, there's a need.
In the dispatch room and in the halls of Joint Communications, anyone can see this place needs updates. Hallways are filled with record storage, which were once a fire hazard. Old computer equipment blocks doors. Radio equipment is broken and too old to replace. The main conference and training room is also Piper's office. The layout is also inefficient for the emergency communication work they need to do.
Some days you feel like that. You're like, this is so inefficient. I'm running all over the place.
Aside from the maze of offices, staffing is a huge issue for Joint Communications.
I see sometimes our call takers, oftentimes I actually see that our call takers will rush a call because they have other pending 911 calls ringing.
There is currently one staffed position to answer all calls that come into the center. When that person is busy, the call falls onto other dispatchers who have other jobs. So they end up doing two or even three jobs at once.
It's freezing.
Piper leads the way to the Emergency Operations Center, the EOC, where all the county officials are supposed to meet in the event of a big disaster. Without enough office space, Piper has two employees in the EOC who go back and forth many times a day. This important disaster meeting place has only one conference table and a dozen seats. One might wonder why these problems are only being tackled now.
The people who operate the Joint Communications Office are very good about patching things together and keeping it going. And while they've been struggling for a long, long time, it hasn't been apparent to the users of the service.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Missouri is the only state in the country that does not tax cell phone calls in order to fund their emergency needs. And the cost to taxpayers is significant if the proposal passes in April. Currently, the center is funded annually by close to $2.5 million, and the sales tax would help pay for an operating cost of around $6 million and a capital cost of around $20 million. Currently, the tax proposal has no expiration date. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.